Welcome to The Breakdown with Jay and Elle, where we'll discuss all of your NFL and NBA news.
Tap in if you want to get to The Breakdown.
Welcome to The Breakdown with Jay and Elle. I'm Jay.
And I'm Chelsea, the co-host. I'm back.
You're goofy.
I am. We want to thank one of our viewers for putting wife in the comments, like I asked for me to be back. So I am back. And when I find that person's name, I'm going to shout them out before the end of this video. Yes. Okay. So what are we talking about today?
All right, guys. So we're going to talk to you guys about the Mavericks versus the Raptors recap. And we're going to preview for tonight's game, Mavs versus Celtics tonight. Today is March 1st, Friday. So we're going to get into that.
Okay, so what we talking about?
Oh, no. First, I'm pretty sure our watchers, they want to know how and when you became a Mavericks fan.
I have no idea. I just woke up one day and I was a Mavericks fan. Kind of like how I just woke up one day and I was a Cowboys fan. I kind of didn't really have no choice. No, honestly, I'm trying to think. You know what it was? So I have a cousin who used to work at the Mavericks
fan shop
for years. And she used to take us to games. And I think that was the first time, like, I had been in American Airlines. That was the first time I had, seen a basketball game that wasn't, like, high school or college. Because I think my first game was high school, I want to say. It's a long time ago. But, yeah, seeing Dirk, and she was a hardcore Dirk fan. And so, like, I became a hardcore Dirk fan. Like, you can't tell me nothing about Dirk. Like, he does no wrong in the city of Dallas. So he does no wrong in my heart. And then, like, the other players, like JJ. That's the only one I really know, y'all. That's the only one I remember. I knew other ones, but it's the only one I remember. And then our coach. No, he didn't play for us. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. He didn't play for us. Mm-mm. What's the name of our coach right now?
Jason Kidd.
You sure?
Oh, yeah, he used to play for us. I thought you were talking about Rick Carlisle.
Oh, no, not him. He old. I know he didn't play for us. Okay, Jason Kidd did play for us. Okay, so I know a little bit, but no, I'm a huge, like, I'd rather watch Mavs than the Cowboys. And I've been to, like, I don't know, what, 3, 4, 5 games in my life? So when I say I'm a huge fan for a novelty fan, I'm a huge fan. That's my team, the Mavs, all day, every day. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the video.
All right. So, go recap Mavs and the Raptors. The Mavs won 136-127 against the Raptors Saturday night. Great game, great bounce back type of game. Since we lost the last two to the Pacers and to the Cavaliers, especially that Cavaliers one, that was a heartbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Lost on the last shot.
Mm-hmm.
Dude made a 60-foot buzzer beater, all net too.
Because it was meant to be. Sorry.
Okay. But I'm glad we showed resiliency and fight, and we were able to persevere, come back, have a solid game against the Raptors. PJ Washington, he did a great game offensively. I know we all been waiting for that from him. Defensively, he's been stellar. He's been locking down opposing teams' best players. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're talking.
Oh, okay.
I don't want me to look at you.
Are you looking like you were confused or something?
No, I was listening intently.
But do you have any questions?
No, keep going.
Okay. Sorry, y'all. He averaged 23 points that night. He showed his ability to shoot the three-pointer. We was all waiting for that. He finally was making his three-point shots. So that's promising. That was a promising output from him. See some other takeaways. Lucas almost near triple double. He had
What the heck is a triple double?
I'm glad you asked. You get double digits basically in any offensive category. I'm gonna say offense because defensive category is highly unlikely, but you get double digits in like points, rebounds, or assists.
So where the word triple come from, the double did? I know where the double for the double
So
came
say he
from.
had 31 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists. That's a triple double because he had double figures in
On
each
all three.
category. Yeah. Okay. Any other
Nope,
questions?
keep going.
Oh, that was also his birthday night. So happy belated birthday to Luka.
So he had to win.
Turning 25 years old.
So he had to win. He turned 25. God, I'm getting old.
So he had to show off for his birthday, of course. Kyrie, he pitched in as well. He had 27 points that night. And overall, we had a great team win. Like everybody contributed towards the win, which we need. Can't all be Luka and Kyrie Irving all the time. So that was great.
Who would want to be Kyrie Irving?
So what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Wait, you said who wants to be Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, but go ahead. Don't worry about what I said. Go
That's
ahead.
not what I said, but okay.
You said not everybody can be Luka and Kyrie. So I was just asking, like, who wants it?
No, so you don't want everybody, you don't want to all depend on them. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, you guys, we'll get into the Mavericks and the Boston Celtics tonight. They play tonight, 6:30 Central Time on ESPN in Boston.
This will be posted after the game. So, why don't you give your predictions? And let's see if you were right when this is
I'm gonna
posted.
get there.
Oh, okay.
Can I finish talking first?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm here. I don't, apparently. Go ahead. I'm cutting out your flow.
Randy lost my train of thought.
Oh, the
Oh,
game tonight.
yeah. They're gonna enjoy this episode. Okay. Boston Celtics, Mavericks. The Celtics, they have the best record in the NBA right now. Currently, this moment, they're number one, I believe.
Oh, would you like me to look that up for you?
Yes, please.
I'm sorry, what are we looking for?
The Boston Celtics record.
Okay.
You want it easier, make it easier for you, just go to ESPN, type in Boston Celtics, and then click on it, it'll show you that record.
Espen. Okay, go ahead. I'll tell you when I get there.
I know everybody's gonna be looking at Luka versus Jason Tatum, two of the hottest young players in the NBA right now. Two of the main candidates that can take over the NBA once LeBron retires, once Steph retires, once Kevin Durant retires.
I'm not sure what you're looking for, but
I got you. Oh, it's right here. 46-12, that's their record. They're first in a division, they're first in the Eastern Conference. So the best team in the Eastern Conference we play tonight.
y'all gonna lose.
Major test.
Y'all gonna lose.
Dang, for a person who doesn't watch basketball.
Once again, this is just like the Cowboy conversation. I am a realistic fan, and
Hey.
every time they give you hope, they snitch it back.
Actually,
What?
Mavericks have been better than the Cowboys in
That's no,
recent.
no, that's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying every time you think, okay, we good, we got it, we're winning, we on a roll, we finally understand how to play the game, they go not. But that's my opinion. But go ahead. That's my opinion.
My
Do
God.
I want them to win? Of course. I want Luka to be exceptional. Kyrie, I don't really care about. But Luka, I want him to be exceptional. I want my man, Mark Cuban, to get him some money. Okay? I want Jason Kidd to keep his job. These are the things that I want. But realistically, I don't got no faith for tonight.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
sorry. I just don't.
Okay. Back to the game, you guys. Sorry. Got off track. I need the keys for tonight. Simply, Of course, you gotta outscore the Boston Celtics. You gotta try to slow down Jason Tatum the best way you can because that's the best player. He puts up a lot of points. Also, you gotta look out for Jaylen Brown as well. He could put up 20 plus a night.
I've heard of him.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah,
he's
he's
dope.
good.
Yeah.
He's up and coming. Yeah, I've heard of him. I'm just trying not to be here and just be a pretty face.
Okay, you're paying attention. All right. I'm proud of you.
I'll be doing a little something, something, just a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
All right. I got a test for you later then. It's a fun test. But like I said, if you limit those two guys, and then you gotta be able to rebound too, because they have a nice front court players that can rebound. Their defense is spectacular, one of the best defenses in the NBA. You just gotta limit your mistakes. You gotta play mistake-free basketball. Can't turn over the ball. Gotta make sure you close out on their shooters. Close out on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. If you have to double them, double them. Make somebody else beat you, but don't let one of them or both of them beat you. Next, okay. If the Mavericks beat the Celtics, then they're showing that they could be a quality opponent.
One time though. Like, how many times do we play the Celtics? Because if we just beat them one time, is that really saying much of anything?
Oh my God. Go back to ESPN. I don't know off the
Just asking a question. Like, I'm asking your opinion.
Oh, I think.
Like, do you honestly feel like if we beat them one time, then we like, oh, we got it. We got it in the bag. Like, we're a top-notch team.
I won't say top notch, but it'll look promising. Now, if we were to beat the Cavaliers the other day,
And the Celtics?
no, we play Celtics
I'm
tonight.
talking if we were to beat the Cavaliers and we beat the Celtics, then
Oh
that would be saying something. See, I pay attention.
There'll be other games that we play against quality opponents. I'm thinking tonight if
But
we.
I thought we had the easiest schedule, like not the easiest, but like one of the easiest schedules. So it's just like one of our few last chances before playoffs to show what we got.
You're really testing me right now. I don't know the schedule off the top of my head.
No, remember we was 22 out of 30. That's what you said on the last video of easiest games.
Okay, so we
Like
probably got like 20 something games left. I think so. I think
Or
about
like
to.
20 or 19, somewhere like that.
20-ish something games
But what
left.
I'm saying is, y'all understand what I'm asking, okay? Like, how many more chances after this game do we have to actually show what we got? Or
Okay.
is this like one of the handful we have left?
Quality opponents. I think handful because this would be a second meeting with them.
Oh, did we win the first
They
time?
no, they beat us the first time.
I believe what I said. Okay, we'll see. We'll see after tonight.
Don't think we had Kyrie that game. I think he was hurt.
Cool.
So, and we have new additions on the team too. So we're
Okay.
not the same Mavericks team when we played them the last time.
Which is fine. Oh, that's fine.
It
That don't mean nothing. But go ahead.
means a lot. See, we have to, if she's gonna be a regular on the show,
I'm just filling in for L because he's still
we
sick.
got to teach her situationals, basketball, and matchups.
I'm not saying that there's not a chance for the Mavericks one. I'm not saying that it's like, oh, this is gonna be a blowout. Like, we might as well go ahead and forfeit now. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, based off of the record I just saw, and the fact that we lost the last time, the chips are stacked against them. Would I bet money that the Mavericks gonna win? No, I wouldn't. Will I be happy if they do? Absolutely.
So they're trying to say MVP Luka don't have a shot.
You know how I feel about Luka.
Right
We're not
now.
gonna even talk about how I feel about Luka.
Right now, you're looking at the front runner for MVP. You're not giving him a shot tonight?
I said
Is that what you're
yes. No,
saying?
no. I said no.
Okay.
A play. Roll it back. I said that I feel like there is a chance. I don't think it's gonna be a blowout. It's not gonna be a wipe. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying.
It's not gonna be a blowout. I'm not even expecting that. I just want us to win.
Y'all see what I live with. That's
Okay,
literally not what I said. But anyway, go ahead, finish your point, sir. You forgot what you're talking about? We were talking about Jalen and Tatum and outscoring.
Yeah, back to that. We just gotta play almost dang near perfect basketball tonight for us to win. Cause if we hang around with the Celtics and let them stick around, and we don't say we up by 10, 15 points and we let them come back and beat us, no, can't do that against the Celtics. Not against the Celtics. Maybe against the Cavaliers and the Pacers, but not the Celtics. Celtics will blow us out if we do that. But I'm excited for the game tonight, y'all. Oh, it's gonna be a great one. I'm gonna be tuning in. I'm gonna be watching it.
Oh, I will be too, because now I want to just know if my prediction is
Oh,
correct.
now she's intrigued.
I'm not,
Okay.
oh, I didn't say I was intrigued. I said I just want to know if my prediction is correct. But I do want to make this clear. I want them to win. I want them to win. Do I think it's going to be tough? Yes. Do I think they're going to But I want them to.
Okay, I think they're gonna win. I think it's gonna be a close one.
I think it's gonna be close.
I think
I will definitely give you that. I think it's gonna be a close game.
it's gonna come down to a game winning shot, and I have either Luka or Kyrie making that game winning shot. And I got a triple double for Luka tonight, since he didn't have one of the night.
Okay.
But ma'am, my test for you is, there is a former Maverick that currently plays with the Boston Celtics. I'd like for you to guess who that Maverick is.
Oh heck, I okay. Did we talk about him recently?
No.
It's not the person I asked about recently. They just got traded away.
No, it's not Steph Curry.
That's all I know. I don't I couldn't tell you.
Come on, you used to like him. Okay, here's a tall white guy.
Oh, the other foreigner. Oh, man. Don't remember. Honestly, I didn't watch basketball 2023, and the baby's been having me busy. I don't.
He played for us
I know he's he.
before the baby.
Okay, but can I describe him? Because I know exactly what you're talking about. He's taller than Luka, skinnier than Luka. He's also an Eastern European. That's all I got, and it's got some
If I
foreign.
give you some initials, you think you make it up?
Let's try, because I don't know.
KP. If you get one of the initials right, that's good enough for me.
I don't remember, but I know who you're talking about. Because I used to say I liked him better. Like he, I, my opinion, and like I said, I'm a novelty person. I feel like he played better than Luka. I feel like he should have been the new Dirk. That's what we're talking about. That's what I said. I don't remember the man's name. What's his name?
Porzingis.
Porzingis. Yeah, no.
He's a Boston Celtic now.
Oh, so I'm
He's
definitely.
probably playing for a winning team.
I'm rooting for a person. Okay, y'all don't. 2023 was rough on our family, okay? I missed a whole bunch of stuff in 2023. Are you laughing because it's literal?
Yes.
I missed a whole bunch of stuff, so yeah.
How excited you got for Porzingis?
My boy, poor C. We saw him actually play. Yeah, the last Mavericks game we went to, we went with our friends. He played. That was in 2022. It was my birthday. It was right before I got pregnant.
Oh, yeah. He was on the team then? I thought he was off the team.
Oh, was he on the team?
No, he wasn't on the team.
He was. feel like he was on the team because I wanted a jersey. Yeah, because I wanted a jersey.
Oh, he was. Maybe it was hurt.
Yeah, but I wanted a jersey,
Yeah, I
remember?
remember.
And then I was like, no, because he ain't more Cuban star boy. He gonna be gone, be mad. So I didn't get a jersey. No, I'm glad I did. But Porzingis, oh, that's my boy. I'm watching. Oh yeah, we're gonna be rooting for opposite team. I mean, I'm still gonna be rooting for the Mavericks, but well, my boy Porzingis.
I mean, that's another player we gotta look out for. He's been playing well with
He
them.
needs to come back.
No, I don't want him back. Leave it how it is. I like Luka and Kyrie better than Luka and Porzingis.
You know what? I think I just said enough on how I feel about Kyrie. Just gonna leave that in the back. We're just gonna leave that there.
Run.
Okay, but I got that excited for first. Okay.
I'm definitely dropping a poll. I'm dropping a poll.
What's the poll?
Sure, the Mavericks have kept Porzingis.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Check out our social media when this video drops and go fill out the poll. And if you catch it later after the poll is closed, just comment. You can comment here what you think, or you can comment on Instagram under the post.
I'm gonna put it on YouTube too.
I'll put it on YouTube too.
It's gonna be on YouTube and X.
But if you miss it, just comment what you think. Yeah, I was a Porzingis girl.
Just don't know, y'all.
I
She
mean, what
gonna
I saw in
learn tonight.
person. Well, we'll see. Let's see what I'm gonna learn. Anyway, anything else? Any other quizzes you got for me?
No, that's all I got for you this time.
Okay.
I can't give you stat predictions because I already talked about them for last game, so.
So you think, okay, so for this game that's tonight, which when you guys see it, it'll be last night's game. It will be, you feel like it's gonna be a close game. Like the Mavs are gonna win. You feel like Luka's gonna get a double triple.
Triple double.
Oh, I was real
Said
confident with
it backwards.
it
He said it backwards.
Look, I'm trying, okay? A triple double, okay? It sounds like
It's
a
okay.
it sounds
It's
like a
okay.
burger. I'm sorry, I'm just hungry.
It's okay. No, we'd be joking like in the sports world. They'd be like, "Oh, he hit a 50-piece. He did a double Whopper." Like, what are we talking about? Food? 50-piece nuggets?
Okay, so you predict all of that stuff, and then me, as your guest co-host, predict that the Mavs will not win. It will be a close game, and my man Porzingis is gonna make Mark Cuban double think his choices in
Oh,
life.
straight. Do you go have a big night tonight?
You know, what do I know? You know, I'm just here for pure entertainment. Anyway.
Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure to like and subscribe.
Yes, like and subscribe, comment, share, and you pray that your boy L is back next week because this is 2 weeks in a row, and your girl don't know how much more she can comment on.
She's not ready for this. She's not built for this.
I'm not built for what?
For this YouTube No, I'm just messing with you.
Better be. Anyway, thank you for tuning into their show. And we'll see you guys on Instagram and we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.